I don't like living in the city. There's so many scary noises. I thought someone was breaking in.
I agree. The city could be pretty scary, but always remember, Jesus will never leave you. Hi, my name is Zach. Welcome to Keys for Kids. So, are you ever afraid before you go to sleep at night? When I was little, I had the hardest time sleeping whenever there was a storm or any time I heard a strange noise outside my window. But one year at vacation Bible school, I memorized Psalm 91:2. It says, "This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him." Our story today is called Life in the City. Christopher and his family had just moved to a small apartment right in the heart of the city so his dad could start a new job. Christopher had never lived in a big city before, and he hadn't lived in an apartment either. He had always lived in a house with lots of room outside to run and play. Now he was living in what he considered to be a box. Christopher found the apartment to be noisy too, especially at night. He always seemed to hear the scariest noises then. "Mom? Dad?" Christopher called out one night. "What is it?" Mom asked as she ran into the room. "I heard some noises outside my window. It sounded like someone trying to break in." Dad went over to the window to check. "There's a restaurant on the ground floor of this building," he said. "You just heard some of the workers taking out the trash." Christopher sighed as he lay back on his pillow. "This place is nothing like our house in the country. The noises at night make it hard to sleep." Mom sat down on the edge of Christopher's bed. "I know it can be hard to live in an unfamiliar place that's so different from what you're used to. Do you remember the verse I taught you when we first got here? Proverbs 3:24. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. It reminds us that we don't need to be afraid because Jesus is with us and promises to take care of us. It's going to take a little while to adjust to our new setting and its new noises," Dad said. "But Jesus is with you here just like he was with you at our house in the country. The Bible says he is our refuge, our safe place. When you feel afraid, remember that he is watching over you no matter where you are." "Okay," Christopher snuggled beneath the blankets. "I'll try to remember that." From then on, anytime Christopher felt afraid, he would recite that verse to himself, and soon the noises didn't scare him anymore, and he was able to sleep soundly. So how about you? Have you ever been afraid? Whether it's a new school or an unfamiliar house, getting used to a new situation can be scary. But you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is always with you and is watching over you. He promises to take care of you and help you through scary situations. So whenever you feel afraid, you can take refuge in him. He is your place of safety. Our key verse is Psalm 91:2.
"This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him."
And our key thought today, God is our refuge. Have you been looking forward to soccer camp or band camp, but it was canceled? Or maybe you were going to be in summer theater. I want to help you have a great summer anyway, and you can join me for Keys for Kids Radio Summer of Fun. We'll go on a photo safari, plant a beanstalk teepee, and wash bikes with shaving cream. Check out the Summer of Fun at keysforkids.net/summer. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.